We are learning Maseches Moed Katan Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 9 lines from the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis Tanur Rabbanan. Tanur Rabbanan, Choylo Shemes Loy Meis. You have someone who's sick; he's not well, and a relative of his died. Now, if you're going to tell him about that someone died, he's going to be upset, distraught, and it's going to cause him to be in sakana. So the halacha is, Eim Adin Noisai. You don't tell him about the Meis. Eim Adin Noisai Shemes Shema Tatar of Daite. Maybe Tatar of Daite love, he'll get distraught and he's going to get worse and his sickness will get worse and he'll be in Sakana. Vein Mekarim in front of. You don't rise Kriya in front of him because he'll see something's up. Meshaskin as Anoshim in front of. And you quiet the Noshim in front of him. They say, be quiet, don't show any availus in front of him. And then another Allah is Mekarim caught in the Agus Nefesh. But just to speak out on this Gemara with Chayla, so be mashma that everyone else, so someone who's a Bari, it is a din, you should tell him about a mace. That sounds like it's a chiv to tell him. But if you look at Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma Shulchan Aruch, even a regular person, there's no mitzvah to tell someone about a mace. It says even there in Shulchan Aruch, the guy's at a chasana, and you know he lost the karav. You're not mechayev to tell him. As long as he doesn't know yet, he's not an avelis yet. You don't have to tell him. It says even it's a fool who tells someone bad news. So you don't have to tell someone about a loss. There's no chiv to tell it to him. Here by chayla, not only is no chiv, you should not tell them mepnei the shemet tar of daita. And then another halacha is that even though a katan is no avelis, my karav and the katan agas nefesh, the katan also rises kriya because the agas nefesh. It's covered on mace that other people will be distraught on the mace. And if someone does this to a cotton, that always is more emotional to the rice kriya for a cotton. V'kareya al-chama v'al-chama isa. You play cover dish to him. Another halacha is, according to the Gemara, is that your rice kriya on your in-laws, on your wife's father or mother, and the same way, the opposite, the wife will rice kriya on the husband's father or mother. L'maisa, the Gemara says it's not our minig. As man has said, we don't fear zechazon. We don't write kriya for in-laws. Zotin varavai. Tavon rapapa. Tanabav rabasi. Ava lo yiniach tinuk v'soy cheikoy. A ovel should not take a child into his lap and should reveal their schoik v'nintz v'skana abriyas. Because when someone holds a child, automatically gets playful and he enjoys the little child. And it's a miskana abriyas because they're going to say, look, this guy's sitting shiva for a relative. He's having a good time. So it doesn't look good. It's not covered in mace again. It's not covered in mace, and it's miskana labrius that he's not doing avelus. Therefore, an elvel is not allowed to play with a child in while he's in avelus. In the shiva, it means the shiva, dafka. They're not supposed to hold their own kid during shiva, no. Not supposed to hold their own shiva. Of course, if the kid is crying or something, you have to calm the kid down. It's fine, but it's time to play with a kid, not to hold the kid during shiva. That's the halacha. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch, and that's how we fear zach. Zok the Gemara Vaita. It said in the Mishnah, Ve'in Mavrin Amita Skufais. And Pashup Shara means, On Chalamoid, you're not Mavrin. When you do the Suda Savra, is the first Suda after someone buries the mace, the Avelim are not allowed to bring their own food. They have to be served food. It's called Suda Savra. So that Suda Savra usually eat sitting down on a low stool or on the floor, but or on this low bed turned over. It says, the Chalamoid, you go on Amita Skufais. The bed's upright, you sit on the bed when it's regular, upright, you could eat Yisudu Savra. The Brais, according to Rashi, is not talking about Chalamoid. We're talking about here where this Oval always had guests. He had set guests, he had Archim. A lot of some people, especially in time of the Gemara, that they had guests every meal that they had guests ate by the table. So what happens if they're in Avelis, the hosts are in Avelis? So how do the Archim eat? So Tanabana, Hailakha Besa Aval, Imhayalibai Gasbai, if the Archim are very comfortable with the Avelim, Yavrua Amitas Kafuyas. Let everyone eat sitting down on Mitas Kafuyas, which means basically sitting on the floor, sitting on a low bed. That means Sai the Archim and Sai the Aval. Vimlav, but if they're not so close, the Archim is not so close to Avelim, Yavru Amitas Kufas. Then you should feed the Archim on Mitas Kufas. And some Rishonim say even more, that even the Avel can eat on Mitas Kufas in regular time, because in order to eat with the Archim on a regular upright bed, so even the Avelim will eat together with the Archim on Mitas Kufas. And the Marvis and Maisa, Rava Israel Milsa, Rava had lost the Karav in Sing Sheva, Olegabe, Abba Bar Marta, do Abba Bar Miyami. Abba Bar Marta, who's Abba Bar Miyami, came to eat by him. He was a guest by him. So Rava Zakif, so one shot is that Rava Zakif means he stood up the bed for him. All the Rishonim means Rava Zakif for both of us. He put up the bed. Abba Bar Marta, coffee, he turned over the bed. Oma, kamale les beidait l'haitzur rabbanon. look, this Zerubbabel, there's no way he's talking about. He doesn't have any das. He doesn't know that we're not so close over here, and you could eat on a regular bed. Why are you turning over your bed? Tan Rabbanan. Talk to Bryce about another halacha. Huh? Rava was the one told Avraham Yehima. Rava was the one sitting in the shiva. He stood up the bed either for the Aruch or even for himself, because the Oireach, he held the Oireach, should be sitting on a regular bed. And Avraham Yehima turns it over. He says, what do you mean? That's not the halacha. We're not so close. Torah Rabbanan. Ha'ilach imakim lemakim. If someone is on a business trip, selling Schaira, he went to a different city or a different country to sell merchandise, and he finds out about a loss, about Avelis, one of his Kraven died. So im yochel amayit b'isko yamayit. If it's possible, he's on a trip now and he's in the middle of nowhere and he barely get back. So if he could stop working right here and sit shiva, good. Vim lav, yigalgal mam. If not, he should do schaira with his chavura, keep on doing schaira, because he has no choice. Now Tosis speaks out that really, either way, this is a dava avid. So Tosis says that if it's a regular karav, not the other five kravim, then it's pasha that it's mutter, even without being hailech v'derech. But here, even though the Gemara said before, there's no het of dava avit, still, hailech v'derech, since it's such a big loss and such a crazy thing, he's on the way, there, in b'shas adchak, he could be megal gomam, even by avit v'imoy. That's how Tosfos learns. Zog Gemara v'ayit, Tana Rabbanan, me'emesai koifin es hamitos. When do they turn over the beds? Which the Tosfos Rosh says, when do we start Avelis? Now, why is it called Kviya Samita? Because that's the most recognizable thing of starting Avelis. Because the Beit HaMikdash says, maybe it means take off their shoes. Some people never wear shoes. Some people always wear cracks. So therefore, it's not a raya. So it means, when do we start Avelis? When does Avelis start? So it's Mechalikas Tanoim. Maybe it's a Kviya Samita. When do you start sitting Shiva? Mishyetzah Pesach Beis. When the mace leaves the house, Shiva starts. The Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua, I remember Shiyustim HaGoyle. Once you bury the mace, and you close up the Aron, you close up the Kever, that is when the Avelis starts. Ma'isa Shemesa Ragmila Hazakin. Ragmila Hazakin was nifta. Kibin Shiyasa Pesach Beis. He took the mace out of the house. Amal Hem Rabbi Eliezer, the Holy Earth, told the Kravim, Kafim with the same. Turn over your beds. Avela starts. Kibin Shiyasa Magail. Amal Hem Rabbi Shua, Kafim with the Sechem. Then Rabbi Shua came along and said, Kafim with the Sechem. Amru Lloyd, they said, no, Kvar Kafinu Api Hazakin, we ready. Turned it over. Api Rabbi Eliezer, Shai, why call him the Zakin? Akapanim said, we ready. Did the Kviya Samita from then already. We ready. Listen to Rabbi Eliezer. But we pass in the Ma'aseh of Rabbi Shua that Avelis only starts Meshiyista Magal. Tana Rabbanan, Me'emesai Zoykin Mesamitos. When Erev Shabbos, you have to stand up the mitos because you have to get ready for Shabbos. When can you start doing that? Me'emesai Zoykin Mesamitos. But Erev Shabbos, when a Mincha Balamaila. After Mincha time, you land to Zoykin Mesamitos. What does Mincha mean? Tais says Tupshat, Mr. Supik. Tais the Ramaskal Min says, Pirish Tais, Sarav. The Mesaf Gilei in Mincha Gedoyla Mincha Katana. Mincha Gedoyla is around a half hour after Chatzos, and that's Mincha Gedoyla. Mincha Katana is much later, is two and a half hours before Shkia. Which one it is. So you start setting up the beds already. Show what it is. Very important halacha people don't know. But he can't sit on the bed until it gets night, which means avada the oval has full din avelis until Shabbos. He doesn't not have din avelis. Just they start getting the house ready after mincha l'mayla. But avada the avelis, all din avelis, sitting on the floor, and all the dinah avelis, so all negeya is straight until Shabbos. Straight until Shabbos. So matzah Shabbos, and a matzah Shabbos, abi she'ein lo leishev el yemecha, even though he's only sitting one day, which means tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, he's getting up. You still have to do kviyas amita. Still, choyzev ekeifer, you still, just for that night, and just for that time, you're choyzev ekeifer es amitas. Tanu Rabbanan, the halacha kviyas mita is not only a din in him sleeping; it's a din in the base oval. All the beds have to be turned over. Tana bana kaifa mitasa. So just we don't not noyig as kviyas mita anymore. There are three things that are medina de gemara that we're not noyig anymore: kviyas mita, atifas aroish, which is covering the head, and chalitza, which means making a kriya through the shoulder. But upon him, let's talk about kviyas mita. Kviyas mita means they took all the beds and they turned them upside down. That's what they did. And this way, it became a low bed. It was a higher bed. Now it turned a lower bed. They turned it over. That's what you should do. So the din in the base oval is, every single mita in the base oval, even the one not being used, have to be turned over. Not only that, for the Tanim and Nashim also, that are in the house, also have to sleep on upside down beds. The Shaila is agabe, the guest room, that's Machlekes Hashoinim, the Raven and the Ramban, you have to turn that over. Let's see it inside. Turn around. Not only your mita do you have to turn over, all the beds that are in the house, who kaifa, you have to turn them over. But fill yashle esem mitas ba'asar mekaymais, kaifa es kulam. Even if you have 10 mitas in 10 different bedrooms, you still have to turn them all over. And we said, Machlokes Rabban arrived, if the guest room has to be turned over also. Definitely if the guests come, they don't have to sleep on the upside down bed. But if they don't come, do you have to turn over the beds? So according to the Ramban, you have to turn over those beds. The next chiddush is that even if there's five brothers sitting shiva, and they're five different houses, they all have to turn over the beds. Don't say it's only a din, the base oval, the base hames, that only when a mace died, his house has to be turned over. Every house has to turn over the beds. Wherever the brother is sitting shiva, I'm not even sure if he has to be sitting shiva in that house. And all the brothers' houses, the beds have to be turned over. Unless you have a bed that was not made for sleeping on, it was more like a dresser. It was, you put kelim on top of it. You do not have to turn that over because it's not a bed you sleep on. Dargish, we'll see what dargish is in a second. That's be discussed in the Gemara. Dargish ain't sarach lekvaisa el zaykvay. Dargish is different. You don't turn it over. You stand it up. Zaykvay means to stand it up, like the Rashi in Kisviyat says. You stand it up, and that's the way you make a hecker that we're not using this bed. That by a dargish matas kavitav unayf meilav, you loosen the loops and it falls down by itself. So two ways you do by, you don't turn it over, dargish, we'll see why, soon we'll speak out why. Dargish, you don't turn over, either stand it up or you loosen the kavita. My dargish, what's a dargish? Ula arsa dagada, used to have a bed that was made as like a lucky charm. This is the bed for the mazel. It was a special bed, no one sat in it, it was a mazel bed. It was a lucky bed, and that's the bed they had. So that's what Dargish is. This is what Ula says. Omle Rabba Elamiata Gavimelech, it says in the Mishnah, the Tan says in the Mishnah is in Sanhedrin, that Kola Om, that when a Melech is sitting Shiva, it says Kola Om Asumal Aretz, the whole nation sits on the ground, who Musav al Dargish, and the Melech sits on a Dargish. So Meek Vektavara, if Dargish is a lucky bed, Meek and Midi the Ada Idna Loyasivna. Till now, no one sits on it. And now we put him on the bed. Like until now, he wasn't chash enough to sleep on such a bed, sit on such a bed. Now all of a sudden, he becomes an oval, we put him on such a bed. What's going on? So maskev l'ravashi, that's not a kasha. Dargish can mean arsa the gada, can mean the mazel bed. And why does the melech sit in it? Because we change things around when the guy's in shiva. My kosha. Midav achilav eshtia. That it no lo yechilav leishkina. Until now, you don't bring food for the melech. He has his own kitchen. He has his own food. And the hashta, chidin of skin. Now, by suru savra, we bring a food. The same thing for the dargish, for the bed. So maybe he also, until now, we never stand on a dargish. Now it's available. It's different. So that's not a kasha. I'll tell you not a kasha if dargish means a mazel bed that it's shver. Eli, kasha, all kasha. Tonight we learned. We looked at Brysa, Tanya. We just learned the Brysa. Dargish and Charles Kvaisa al Zaykpai. The dargish, you don't turn it over, you stand it up. The arse of the gada, am I in sarach kvaisai? Hotnan, a tanya, a kaifa matasa, loy matasa bavadu kaifa, a komit is just a kaifa. If this is a regular bed, just it's for a mazel, so why wouldn't you turn over? Every single bed in the house, you turn over, we said. Even Sad Archim's bed, you turn over. So why wouldn't you turn over? If it's the arse of the gada, why didn't you turn over? So, Emphat the Gemara, no, my kasha. Midi to have a mita mechaz kalim. It's not worse than a mita mechaz kalim, and tanya, mohis a mita mechaz kalim, ain't sarach kvaisai. You don't have to turn it over. Why? Because I'm even sleeping. Are you going to ask me? So then why would you have to stand it up then? If it meets the mechaz, you don't have to do anything. So on that, the Rishonim say, Rishonim speak out, that the Ritva says, Enchanami, even meet the mechaz, you have to stand up also. But others answer that this is, Aras the God looks exactly, there's no kelim on it. So therefore, Pashal Smara sign, you stand it up, so people shouldn't think that it's a bed that's not being turned over. Okay, so we're still working it out. The Aras the God is a mazel bed, but Eli Kasha Hai Kasha. This is a Kasha. Shim Mil Aimer Dargish Mata Kavita of Nef Meilav. A Dargish, you mata the loops and it falls by itself. Visak Adaitach Aras the God, if it's the Aras the God, which means it's a regular bed, my Kavita Misle. Why is there loops? Why the loops? Because we're having, I'm assuming now that a regular bed does not have loops, doesn't have kavitim. A regular bed is a regular frame with a mattress on top of it. But the loops are only something else. So can't, ours the God says a regular bed just for mazel. So what's going on? What's my kavitim, Mika? So the Gemara calls the Rav in Amalei Humar Abana Rav Tchifa Bar Rav Shmei. When Rav came, he said over from Rav Tchifa Bar Rav, Dav Shchiach Veshuka Degodai. He used to hang around the Shukim, the marketplaces of the leather makers. My dargish, what's dargish? Arsa the tzala, it's a leather bed. And itmanami om Rabbi Yirmiyah, dargish, There's two type of leather beds. Dargish Sirugoi Metaychoi, Mita Sirugal Gaba. A dargish is Sirugoi Metaychoi, which means the loops go in the inside of the frame. And Mita is they wrap the strings around the frame of the bed, and on top of that, you put the mattress. So Akapanim was saying now that what's a dargish? A dargish is a leather bed. And so why don't you turn it over? Because leather gets ruined from the achluchis, from the moisture on the ground. Therefore, a leather bed you don't turn over. Dargish you stand up, because you turned it over, it would ruin the bed. Masha'inki, in a regular mattress, you could turn over. So that's the chiluk. A regular mattress turn over because they won't get ruined. But a dargish, which is a regular bed, just it's leather, that you stand up because it's going to get ruined. So, what? Nothing to the mazel, no. Dargish means a leather bed. That's what it means, a leather bed. And the reason why you turn it over is because it's going to get moisture and get ruined.
What do you sleep on?
What?
It's
like
the bed. What do you sleep on?
It's not a bed. You have to sleep on the floor. Or you have to sleep on a different bed that's turned over. You sleep on the floor. Omer Rav Yaakov v'acha, Omer Rav Shimon Levi, Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, Paskin Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that you just loosen the loops and then you sleep on the floor, on the leather, on the floor, on that part, because you loosen the loops. Omer Rav Yaakov v'acha, Omer Rav Asi, Mita shenakli tel yoitzim zoykva v'daya. A Mita that looks like a teepee, I guess, like this, it's a bed. And there's one pole by the leg, one pole, and one pole by the head. And on top of that, you droop over a sheet. So that's how it looks. So you turn it over, it can't be turned over because it only has two sticks, so it'll fall down. So that you can turn over. That also, you stand up, and that's enough. You stand up this bed, similar to what you do by Dargish. You're going to stand up such a bed. Now again, the reason why we don't do this, Bezman Hazeh, Tosfos before said two reasons. One reason is because our beds, even if you turn it over, because in the bed, the beds a lot of times have the frame sticks out, if you turn it over, it'll be the same thing. That's what Shatai says. And Shatai says it's because of Kishuf. But at the end of the day, our minig is we don't turn over the bed. Tanu Rabbanan, Yoshua Agabi Kise. Let's say the guy says, you know what, I'm leaving my beds, but I'm going to sleep on a chair. Agabi Udni Gedaila, he sleeps on a big mortar. Or Agabi Karka, he even sleeps on the floor. Because two dinim. One is can't sleep on a regular bed. Another din is you have to turn over the bed. So it doesn't help sleeping on the karka. You're not din kviyas mita by doing that. You're allowed to clean the house for the oval. It means you're allowed to sweep. And you're allowed to, the floor used to be dusty. They used to pour water on it and that held down the dust. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to have a clean house based oval. You're allowed to clean the plates and the cups, the sluchias, the ketanias, and the glasses, and the pitchers, the base of oval. You can wash all the dishes. You can have a mesudah house in the oval. But the aim of vimes a mugmor v'sav samul v'sav oval. You're not allowed to bring spices and v'samim, different good smelling things into the oval because that's tainuk. Frank the Gemara, ain't he? But Tony Bar Kapara, ain't me varchim al mugmor v'lo v'sav by his oval. You don't make a bracha on mugmor and v'sav by his oval. Why not? Because the v'samim are brought there to take away the smell of the mace. So, but it's mashma. So, it's not called the smelling is not for tainik so much as take away the smell. But it's mavuya baruch hu lemevachina. You don't make a bracha. But you do bring it. So you see, you have some in the house. Like kasha avos aval avos menachem. So there's two pshatim in the Rishonim what this means. One pshat is that in the base of aval where it smells, there you're allowed to bring besamim. But the base of menachem with a sitting shiva and the menachem coming there, you shouldn't have good smelling things because that's tainik. All I say the opposite. In the base of aval with Avelimar and the no Menachem are coming, there you could smell a little bit. Base Menachem, you shouldn't bring it there because there you could bring Vesom because there it smells. Akapodim, that's what comes out. And the Shail is, and the Pesach can talk about if a Ovel makes a Barimin of Vesomim, Matzashah Vesom Vesom. Because you see that Latino, you're not allowed to have Vesomim. So it's a big Shail if you're allowed to have Vesomim. I think, I'm not sure, I think many of them, they do have Vesomim, but that's a Shail brought down the Badei HaShulchan.